To get started tonight, let's turn to Deuteronomy, and we have to read a portion of God's Word in order to get our thinking going right. So, Deuteronomy chapter 26, and we'll seek to read the first 11 verses. And this is about the offering of the first fruits. And it shall come, and it shall be when thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance and a possessor, and dwellest therein, that thou shalt take of the first of all the fruits of the earth which thou shalt bring of thy land that the Lord thy God giveth thee, and shalt put it in a basket, and shalt go unto the place which the Lord thy God shall choose to place his name there. And thou shalt go unto the priest that shall be in those days, and say unto him, I profess this day unto the Lord thy God that I am come unto a country which the Lord sware unto our fathers for to give us. And the priest shall take the basket out of thine hand and set it down before the altar of the Lord thy God. And thou shalt speak and say before the Lord thy God, a Syrian, ready to perish, was my father, and he went down into Egypt and sojourned there with a few, and became there a nation great, mighty, and populous. And the Egyptians evil entreated us, and afflicted us, and laid upon us hard bondage. And when we cried unto the Lord of our fathers, the Lord heard our voice, and looked on our affliction, and our labors, in our oppression. And the Lord brought us forth out of Egypt with a mighty hand and with an outstretched arm and with great terribleness and with signs and with wonders. And he hath brought us unto this place and hath given us this land, even a land that floweth with milk and honey. And now, behold, I have brought the first fruits of the land which thou, O Lord, hast given me. And thou shalt set it before the Lord thy God, and worship before the Lord thy God. And thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God hath given unto thee and unto thine house, thou and the Levite and the stranger that is among you. Well, tonight I thought we would have a little meditation on this passage, and our meditation has to have the right tracks, or we might be going off one way and somebody be going off the other way. Well, anyhow, our meditation, we want to have it a comparison of when we come together to remember the Lord on Sunday morning. Now, the Israelites were instructed that when they got into the land that they were supposed to bring the first fruits and before the Lord. As we go down through this, and it says, and when thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. And you know, dear fellow believers, when we have come into the land that the Lord God has given us, the land of salvation, the land of redemption, the Lord has redeemed us from the curse of the law. And it tells us in Galatians 3:13-14. I guess we better read it to get it. Galatians 3, it says, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is every man, every one that hangeth on a tree. Why has he done it? And we read that in the 14th verse, that the blessings of Abraham might come to the Gentiles. And you know, the Israelites came to a land that they didn't work for. The cherry trees were planted and everything, and God told them to bring the first fruits. And you know, we've come to the land of salvation and blessing, and God tells us to come and remember Him and what He has done for us. A land of blessing. We're in a land of blessing in many ways. And then we go on here in the passage and thinking about getting our meditation on the right track, you know. It says that God gave it to them for an inheritance. And you know, we too have an inheritance. And in Galatians there too, Galatians 4 and 5, we read, to redeem them that were under the law, that he might receive the adoption of sons. And then it goes on to tell us that we're sons and we have an inheritance. If we're sons, we have an inheritance. And, you know, these Israelites had an inheritance, and you and I, dear fellow believers, have an inheritance in all of God's promises as sons. I wonder, how am I, how are you conducting yourself day by day as a son, as a daughter of the Lord God Almighty? Well, and you know, this land, they had to do more than just come there. They had to possess it. You know, and you and I, salvation is free, whosoever will. And when we're in the land of salvation, we're saved from sin. But you know, we have to possess the Christian life. We have to take God at His promises. And you know, we too, just like these people, had to possess the land. They had to go in and say, yes, this is mine. And they picked the fruit and put it in the basket and brought it before the Lord. Yes. And not only that, but they had to dwell in it. You know, we can't. They had to be there. They had to live there. And, you know, if we want the blessings of God day by day, we have to dwell in His Word. And we have to dwell in the things that would be pleasing in His sight, not wandering out in the world or getting so occupied with this life that we have no time for the things that are eternal. So they had to, not only they inherited it, but they had to possess it, and they had to dwell in it. And you and I have to dwell in this land of Christianity, of salvation as well. Then we go on to verse 2, and it says, and thou shalt take of the first of all the fruits. And you know, as we come to remember the Lord on Sunday morning, I wonder, can we pick in the basket of the last week the fruits of the blessings that God has given to us that week? In reading His Word, and maybe listening to the radio station where you hear Christian music and the blessings of songs inspired by the Holy Spirit through godly men. Yes, what have we gathered to bring on Sunday morning when we come to remember the Lord, when we come to bring our first fruits to Him? And then the land God gave thee. Let me see in verse 2. And thou shalt take the first fruits of the earth and shalt bring of thy land, which the Lord thy God giveth thee. And you know, the Lord has given all of us land to possess. And His Word, His Spirit, His grace, we need to get there and to possess it. God has given it to us, but we need to take it. And then we're supposed to bring them fruits in a basket. You know, what is a basket? You know, I can't imagine they brought a big basket. Maybe they just brought a little one, you can't tell. But you know, when we come to remember the Lord, our basket is our heart. Is our heart filled with first fruits? Is it overflowing to Him when we come and remember Him? It should be. We have much to be thankful for as redeemed lost ones on the road to hell, but redeemed by God's grace. And you know, in a place, it says in verse 2, in a place God chooses, you know, God chose to put His name at a certain place back in Israelites' day. And He tells us today that where two or three are gathered together in His name, there am I in the midst. And I'm kind of losing my place here, so I got... there am I in the midst. And He tells us to come to remember Him. Do this in remembrance of me. And He's going to be there. He promises to be there. Back in Israelites' day, He chose a spot and He was there. And He will keep His promise. And then in the third verse, and thou shalt go unto the priest and say, I profess. This day unto the Lord. You know, the Lord wants to hear us profess. He wants to hear us confess to Him of all the good things that He has given to us. And if we've sinned, He wants us to confess our sins. Tells us in John that He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Don't make no difference how bad it might seem to us. And they came to a country which the Lord sware unto their fathers. You know, the Lord tells us that He will come and meet with us day by day as we read His Word, as we pray. And you know, just like the Israelites of old, the Lord told that their fathers that they would have the land. And you know, His promise today to us is just the same as it was 100 years ago to the Christians. Yes, if we daily fellowship with Him, He will fellowship with you and I. And then they, in verse 4, they had to take this basket and the priest shall take the basket out of thy hand and set it down before the altar of the Lord. And you know, as we come on Lord's Day morning and remember the Lord in what He has done for us, the Lord takes our prayers and our praises and presents them to God the Father. He's our mediator. He's our go-between between the righteous God. Yes, the priest took the basket out of their hand. And you know, we read that He ever liveth to make intercession for us. And you can look them scriptures up. And it says, thou shalt speak in verse 5. And thou shalt speak and say. You know, the word exhorts us to speak in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, making melody in our heart to the Lord. And you know, these Israelites had to come and speak. And we, as we come on Sunday morning, we sing praises to Him and melody from our heart to the Lord. And He takes our sacrifice of praise and offers it to God the Father. And say, a Syrian ready to perish. Can't we all say that? We were all ready to perish, condemned. We read in John 3:18 that we were condemned already. We didn't even have to do nothing about it. You know, a Syrian ready to perish. In verse 6, and the Egyptians evil entreated us and afflicted us and laid upon us hard bondage. Yes, Satan had us down right where he wanted us. We're condemned already. That's what Satan wants, you know. And Satan had us down. And Satan, the devil, brings one into hard bondage. And you know, when you're in bondage, it's hard to get away from sin. And you know, the Satan likes to tell everybody that they're all right. They don't need to be saved. And he keeps you in bondage. You're a good fella. You're a good girl. But dear friends, that's a lie. So, and then in verse 7, and when we cried unto the Lord God, our fathers, the Lord heard our voice and looked on our affliction and our labor and oppression. Yes, when we cried. And when you and I cried to the Lord, He saved us. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And you know, that's just as good today as it was many years ago. And it'll be just as good in the future if the Lord be not come. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Yes, when we come to remember Him, we can remember our cry to Him and how He brought us out and give us a new life. You know, the Lord's ears are always open. It says here, when we cried, He heard. You know, He's listening. And you know, as believers, as sons and daughters of the Lord God Almighty, He's there listening for our cry of forgiveness, our cry of confession, our cry of need and help. You know, we need to ask the Lord to help us day by day, because it's a evil world. I mean, you can't hardly go any place and not be confronted with evil. Yes, his ears are open. And the affliction he heard, he looked on our affliction, it says in verse 7. And you know, the Lord Jesus Christ died for us, even when we were yet sinners, it says. Christ died for you and for me. And you know, the Lord looked down upon you and me and saw that we needed help. And I'm so glad that he didn't wait till I got good, because I don't think that ever going to happen. And then in verse 8, we read, "And the Lord brought us forth out of Egypt with a mighty hand and with an outstretched arm, with great terribleness and with signs and wonders." Yes, the Lord brought us out. Only Jesus' blood can save a poor, wretched sinner like you and I. And he brought us out in great triumph. Only his blood can cleanse from sin. And he brought us out of Egypt. And Egypt speaks of the world and of sin. And we too were wandering around in the world. Yes, when we come to remember him, we can thank him for all that he's done for us in bringing us out. And with a mighty hand, it says, you know. Mighty hand. And you know, we read in Hebrews that he died once for all. He didn't have to make three or four times or every week, but once for all. A mighty hand. Yes, his sacrifice upon the cross was all sufficient for God the Father to forgive us our sins. Yes, he brought us out with a mighty hand. And as we think about this, and we need to be thankful and giving thanksgiving to God. And as we come to remember him, as we realize where we were and where we might be if it wasn't for what the Lord has done for us. And thanksgiving. And, you know, thanksgiving is the seeds of worship. Thanksgiving is the seeds of worship. And you know, when we're thankful and realize what the Lord has done for us, where we might be if we hadn't accepted him, you know, our heart goes out in praise and gratitude and thankfulness to him. And that the Lord, God the Father, sent the Lord Jesus Christ to pay the ultimate price for your sins and for mine. Yes, thanksgiving is the seeds of worship. And then in verse 9 we read, "And hath brought us into this place, and hath given us a land that floweth with milk and honey." A place of remembrance. You know, when we come to worship the Lord, when we come to remember him on Sunday morning, you know, it's a place where we receive the sweetness of honey and the warmth and nourishment of the world. Yes, he brought them into a place that flowed with milk and honey. It tells us that in Romans 8, there is therefore now no condemnation. Oh, I like that. No condemnation. He brought us to this place of milk and honey. No condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Yes. If we look into God's Word, the milk of the Word will cleanse our hearts, will cleanse our minds from all the evil that comes. And I see our time is up, and I'm going to end right there. You know, the ultimate is that the Israelitish man worshiped the Lord. And when we come to remember him with our baskets full and our hearts full with praise, we'll ultimately worship the Lord. And you know, then after that, it says that we should rejoice in every good thing. And you know, the Lord wants to have his people, his sons, his daughters, rejoice in him. Not go around with a long face or anything, but in a rejoiceful spirit. And as we come on Sunday morning, on the first day of the week, to remember him and what he has done for us, let's have our baskets filled in praise and adoration for all that he has done. Dear Father, we thank thee for thy love for us. Even when we were yet sinners, thou didst look down upon us and see our need and die for us. And we thank thee for this. And we pray as blood-bought children, as redeemed sons and daughters of the Lord God Almighty, we might seek to live for thee, to be a testimony for thee, that others might see in us something that they desire. So help us, we pray, and separate us with thy blessing now, in Jesus' name.